Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda, we have one item this evening, some minutes of the regular meeting of February 13, 2018. Did everybody have a chance to go over those? Any corrections, mistakes, additions, deletions? Not hearing any, I entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Thank you. Okay, a little delay, but thanks, Emil. With that, any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil? Maria?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. With that, we're going to move on to our reports this evening. First on the list is our finance officer, and Arena's going to join in, I think, a little help there, but we'll start off with Krista.
Raw fish tax for January was $3,836.52. Sales tax was $39,383.33. Did you guys have any questions about the audit? Did you guys look at your papers?
Do you have a chance to look at the financials?
And I think if they haven't, we can always come back with questions, too. So, right. And, of course, Jack and Dan, you're out fishing. Emil, did you have anything? I'm sure you probably don't have it with.
I don't have anything to say now.
Okay. Questions, the board? I think we're good.
But it went good.
I just wanted to mention, the audit went well, and we had
No, but I mean, if you, I will turn it to you if you comment. So the floor is yours.
I'm sorry. So yeah, the audit went really well and smooth, and Krista does, and the team, they do a great job as always. So it was pretty good, and we got the financial statements, and I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but I wanted to bring this to your attention, that if you look at enterprise funds, and this is in Exhibit C on page 13, so page 12 and 13, you can notice in the line income loss before capital contributions and transfer, and then change in that position, this line's towards the end, you can notice that the gaming fund is good. Again, we have income from gaming activities. And the other three funds, like Boat Harbor, Water and Sewer, and the Refuse, they have a loss. And I want to bring this to your attention that if you look at Boat Harbor and Water and Sewer, then the loss is primarily due to depreciation. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a cash activity. We didn't spend more cash than we received. It's a non-cash. Mm-hmm. So that's what, if you look at depreciation line and operating expenses, you will see that it's almost the same. But for refuse, you can see that we also have other, like salary and benefits, service and supplies that the part of that was too. So we actually subsidize, the government fund subsidizes this activity, so the refuse. And but as far as depreciation, the idea is that we want to recover the cost of these assets, right? So it's still a loss.
Yeah, right. But it's not as bad as it looks on the thing. Yeah. Correct. I appreciate that. I know there's been questions about that. So.
That's why I'm bringing that out of that, though, because people asked.
Yeah.
So, and then, other than that, nothing really changed from prior years.
Mm-hmm.
And everything looks good. And very close to budget, the budgeted numbers. Some numbers have variances, and you can look at it and ask questions if you would like. So.
Very good. Appreciate that.
Any questions on the financial statements?
I'm not hearing any.
Okay.
Thank you.
But if you have questions, I'm going to be here tomorrow. Please ask.
Okay. Sounds good. With that, we're going to jump right along on agenda number 2 is our administrator's report. And Lamar, I'm going to turn the floor over to you. I see it's in the packet, but I'll let you highlight.
I think there's nothing really new to talk about with the new dock design and future construction. We're still on schedule for this fall to go out to bid with the expectation they wouldn't be here for the actual construction until the summer of 2019. It is a state project using federal funds, but we are at the table both with the design team, and which is PNND, Brodovich, Nottingham and Drag, and then the state of Alaska. They do sort of follow a different set of rules, and if you will, because of the federal funding, but it shouldn't slow down the project. I would imagine we'll have the usual suspects who will bid on this kind of work, Western Marine, Pacific Pile, Ryan West, and some of the other ones if they're in the neighborhood. The industry has been hungry lately. I think I mentioned last time a project I was involved in Chignik, the price we thought that we're going to get, it was $1 million less, because they wanted to work. So we had a couple change orders, but I mean, we still came out ahead because they're hungry, because there's just no state money in the market. The second project, and please interrupt if you have questions, is a new boat harbor design. I can't remember if I mentioned this last meeting. We had a meeting with them. They finished the project. That it's a contract with the borough, not us, for the design. It is a different approach where it's purchase and fabricate materials, that's one contract, and a separate contract is the actual installation of the work. So I put in the bottom here is this is the top priority for the city. It's roughly, in today's dollars, $6.3 million project. Traditionally, we've always relied, years ago, it was state, borough, and city would somehow come up with the money. So state's out of the picture. I think we're going to have to try to work with the federal government, clearly. And I think we still continue to want to work with the borough as they sort through their own financing, what their priorities are. But I've kind of added a couple things at the end of there. I say the city needs to initiate an internal funding strategy. And to me, that involves a couple things. One is recognizing the time it takes. Glenn and I were talking about the clinic. When did you actually start talking about the clinic or make the decision you're going to try to build it? Until the day the thing opened.
Yeah, and it was several years.
Yes,
with the project.
Yeah. Right, and they still had seven people show up with money. The city did a good job of rounding up the cats, making sure they were there where they're supposed to be. No easy task. So I think it'd be great. And in quote the old days, you know, the borough and state would come in, and within a reasonable time, permits are in place. We do the project. I think that we have to certainly work with the borough. And I've talked to, I think there are some ways to do the financing that they did in the past where the borough will have an election and they get public approval to issue debt on a series of projects for the communities. The assembly retains the right to actually appropriate money. So they don't do anything. They don't do anything because what's in the bond package is only part of what we need. What they would do is say, you've got to find the rest of it. Well, it's going to be a lot easier for the city to go to the funders if they say, look, the borough is committed to funding X percentage of this project if you help us out, as opposed to, can you help us?
Yeah.
So we have to work on that in place. But sort of in some of the nuts and bolts of this, I think at times it's certainly good to have an administrator that knows how to write, and I know everybody here knows how to write and do grants, but it's administrator, if that's all they do, that's a pretty expensive grant writer. I still think that some of the work that I was involved in elsewhere is getting people, all jokes aside, that are busy, that are in the business of writing. They work for 8 nonprofits, they work for school districts that know how to write. Hire them as part of a team to have your administrator oversee as they chase the money. Because it isn't going to be, well, we wrote 2 grants, we got the money on the second one. It just doesn't work that way anymore. We have really stiff competition. So for your consideration when you hire somebody, can we talk to the people in this building, or are there other people that are willing that do write grants? Can they write them as a private contractor on the side with the supervision of the administrator? That's another part. The next part is, if it's going to be federal money, you know, you can go to all 3 of the delegation. They all do, I mean, Don Young, for all of his sort of criticism, he stays in office because he answers the phone and he helps people out. And I talked to Glenn about this. You don't have to go to D.C. If anything, to my mind, the mayor and maybe one or two other key people that know what harbors are about, meet with them. And I would say the other person is Dan Sullivan, and this is about politics. He's a new senator, first term. He's never been to Sandpoint. We need to develop and sort of create the narrative of why Sandpoint's important. And it sounds like, well, that's fine. We'll go talk to him. There's a lot more to it. We've got to give them, for example, 2 weeks in advance, a concise package on how this is going to work. What we've done in the past, what we're willing to do now, and we have to figure out who the staff person is that's going to go and shake the tree for us, and we've got to work with them. I mean, it takes work. It's going to be the administrator. It's going to be the mayor. The mayor's going to be on the phone. He's going to have to leave the town once in a while. He's got to be at a meeting, Anchorage, because Sullivan wants to talk to him. It's that kind of stuff. And I think it does work. Short of that, we've got to get out of our own pocket. I don't think that's the right strategy. I think we can work these other groups first. So I'll write something up. I mean, that's kind of it, along with going back to some of these people we talked about, some of the nonprofits, the foundations maybe even, mm-hmm. even though this is a little bit out of their territory, it may be something we can lure them into. So $6 million, the states, you know, they still don't have a capital budget after 5 years. My guess is when they have a capital budget, it's going to be for schools, or going to be for anything else. So I don't know how the tribe could play into this, but we don't do the asking and ask them to put their creative hat on. We're not making any progress. So that's the number one priority at this time for the city. We've got to put that, in my mind, put the plan in place. The next one's the Eat Clinic. We did submit all the paperwork, although we technically don't have a document from Schumigan of the city that's been recorded. I know I've sent a copy of the plat to EAT. They asked us, for example, what do you think the time is for your staff to do maintenance of the building? I've talked to Ken. I talked to the mayor. I said, I think I put down 25-30% of his time, maintenance, 10% of Glenn's time. I'm not sure if the question was pointed at us, but they were thinking, what's a comparable office space? I said, this is $1.50 generally here. I'd call it C plus, B minus. There's an A. I think I put down 250, 275. I'm not sure if they asked us that, but I volunteered the information for them. So what's the outcome? We're the first one of the six communities, or seven, how many are in EAT these days, that will be able to get rent money for our facilities to cover the expenses that we put into it. So I think I'm going to meet with her again to make sure she's satisfied. Or there is going to be some probably give and take about what they're willing to accept, but we have to keep moving ahead with it. She then, in turn, with their attorneys, are going to meet with the PHS, ANTHC crowd. This is through federal legislation for this to be able to get rent. So that's we're underway, as they say. Airport certification, there is a memo, and I probably want to talk about it briefly. I think we've talked about it just very briefly in the workshop. Glenn, Mark Hickey, our lobbyist, and I met with a group of people from DOT. Only one fell asleep, which is sort of interesting. But I think they want to work with us. They obviously, they're in the running the airports. The only major change, shift is going on here is the traditional operation of the non-certified 139, the way the airport's going to be, has been run. They'll continue to operate that. What they want us to do is provide trained staff. We've mentioned police as possible candidates and public works to be there when the plane arrives and takes off and be able to operate the ARF vehicle. They've said, look, we look like we might do $8 for passenger and a freight cost. I know Alan brought this up a little bit in the workshop about to cover that cost. It felt like it was a first shot at what that cost would be. I don't think that was
right.
It may be lower, maybe higher.
Yeah.
So we're kind of going back and forth with them. They gave us a draft resolution and said, hey, would you guys sign this? It says basically you agree with the idea of charging a fee on the airlines. I said, no, we're not doing that. I mean, that's. If it says there's a clear understanding, in fact, we're going to see a major price reduction, maybe we consider that. So we're doing that little dancing stuff people do. So last but not least, TDX, after we met, we had the meeting Saturday night with the utility company. I think both Glenn and I came to the conclusion, look, we're going to have to we're going to write a memo. Here's what we want you to follow through on that you've committed. They've talked about coming out in May to talk to us about it. At least what John's telling us, he says, we failed in terms of following through and working with them. Okay? We appreciate honesty, but let's go to the place where we can work together. So that's, and their building is about two blocks from where the city office in Anchorage is. We know it's a business. They've talked a lot. I think we want to see them walk, walk the talk or whatever they say. So anyway, I'd be happy to answer any questions. We went and looked at least I went over and they showed me all the fancy screens and stuff, so it's all interesting. But at the end of the day, we want to see the price go down on the cost. So.
Very good. With that, questions for Lamar? Not hearing any. Emil, again, you blend in so well. I apologize, but any questions for Lamar? Okay. Very good.
Everything's looking good. Money's always the issue and always will be with big crunches and everything.
This is true. Okay. With that, we're going to move right along to our Department of Public Safety. And Hal, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to introduce Dave Anderson. He's our newest police officer. Most of you, I believe, I've gotten a chance to get around and introduce him. For those that haven't... I apologize, been kind of running around getting him acquainted with the area and everything. We've been working a few cases. Dave comes up to us from Kittitas Police Department, same department as our Sergeant Brent Nearman, and he was there 6 years and then worked 27 years with Washington State Patrol. Extremely lucky to have this gentleman here. He's going to bring a lot to the table. February was a pretty cool month for us. We got two new officers on board, Dave, and then we also got our investigator, Thomas Lees, who came aboard. He's working full-time in Anchorage, and I've been keeping some of the council mayors abreast of what's been going on. We've had some very good casework just in the first week. He's been full-time up there, and we're making some significant headway in our opioid arrests. We also got that electronic fingerprinting system. I just got notification that's shipping out today. DRS, who's donating our new higher speed internet for the office, is going to be out sometime in the next week and a half, to get that. Depending on weather, they would have been out here, but they have been also getting snowed in out in Accutan, and they can't get out. So they're planning on coming in. It's been a fairly busy month as far as calls go. We had three cases, an assault DV, a DUI, and a burglary and theft and criminal mischief case. It resulted in two persons jailed. We had about 15 or 20 IRs created for the month, from everything from theft of water, paper services, welfare checks, removal of intoxicated person, trespasses, vehicle theft, and some drug investigations, some civil matters. We had 53 calls to 911, just about the basic gamut of what we get every month. We also did several bar checks and some VAC requests. We've been getting out now that we're getting fuller staff. We have two of us here. We're getting out to more of the events and things like that. We've been getting some positive feedback. I worked with the school yesterday, and they've gotten us an office, and Dave is going to be our school resource officer. He'll be assigned to take care of that, so he'll be having a good presence along with us up at the school. We're working on some avenues of possibly having him teach, possibly in the future, driver's ed for the kids, so that we can do driver's tests and everything, so they don't have to fly everybody out into Anchorage. So we're working on some things for the future, and we're making some good headway.
Very good. Questions for Hal? And again, welcome aboard. I've seen you already, but welcome to San Quentin. Thanks for stopping by this evening. But anyone questions for Hal? Again, Emil, anything for the police department?
Just thanks a lot there, Hal. And nice to see that we got another officer there. And it's nice to see that he's liking it so far. And coming on board, and it's really nice to see that we're getting full staff there on the police department, and things are going well with, sounds like they're in Anchorage, so, and it sounds like things are getting to look pretty good again on our part there.
Thanks, sir.
Very good. Thanks, Emil. With that, we're going to move right along to our Public Works, the director who is out yet. haven't spoken to him, but it sounds like he will be back here in the near future. I've seen a picture of the toe. It's looking better. I was a little bit scared at first, but believe it or not, it came back together. I don't know how, but it did. So, but anyway, they've been really busy. I know they were up all night the other night grading. And we did have, a foot of snow at least, and so they had the roads all clear by the morning. And when we had a little sun, they cleared off. So they've been busy with that, and of course the refuse and whatnot. So they've been scooting right along. We were able to make it up there today and check out the Public Works Department. So still there. With that, I don't have anything else for them. I'm going to move right along to the harbor. And Richard, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. Good evening. Well, we've been a little busy. Odds and ends, we changed the oil pump in the big travel lift or big boat lift engine. We got some oil pressure finally. All the used oils to the Public Works. Ordered the parts for the Grove. I've been expected on this boat, but maybe next. And the guys did some repair work on the tilt motor on the Isuzu flatbed. They did a few oil changes, greased the machinery, and they straightened up and did some cleanup for drag gear down in the harbor. It turned out really, really well. And they cleaned up some of the white metal, or most of the white metal, off the new harbor. And they're just doing busy work, working with the drag gear and the fishing guys. And at the moment, the harbor is down to, one full-time employee in the day and one temporary, but I think another person is coming on board on Monday. So it's a change in switch in locations. We're still working with the system. And that's about all I have, barring any questions.
Very good. Thanks, Richard. Questions?
Thank you.
I just want to comment and just thank you very much, Richard, for all you're doing down there and keeping everything going, because that harbor is a big deal for all the boats and takes care of everything there and keeping up on all that equipment. It's really nice to see you guys are still going, whether we have guys coming and going, but you guys are still getting things done. So I just want to thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Amo. Appreciate it. With that, we're going to move right along to number 7. It's our student representative, and Peyton, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Yeah. I'm happy to report that Student Council is still doing great. This week, we have deposited $408 from Student Council's store, and just last week, we deposited $400. And $51, making our balance in our account around $1,500, somewhere around that. We're also going to have a dance around March 24th, somewhere around that time, to celebrate, sports season being over, everybody's able to come. And then after our March dance, it will be followed up by setting up for prom in May. We're already starting to order for our prom. We bought tickets and we're going to start selling them as soon as they get here this week. And we're also starting on buying supplies and food for prom, and student store order has already been paid off, so that's about it.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Any questions for Peyton in school? Not hearing any. Thank you for making time for us this evening, and We'll catch you next time around.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. With that, we're going to move right along. We have nothing under hearings, ordinances, or resolutions this month. Old business is our airport 139 certification, and you did hit on that. I guess at the end of the day is we'll fire off that letter.
Yeah,
and then we'll just move forward and possibly have a resolution for next month.
Yes.
On the agenda.
Yes.
So is there any questions? There'll be a no action item this evening.
Yeah, the only thing is I put down on the second page if there are any other council comments. This summarizes what it's a combination of what we said at the meeting and then kind of our positions, but also what we heard from them. I don't know if there's any other feedback. I think number five is one that I don't want to get too obsessed about, but the idea that we operate that truck at the airport during flights does expose us to some liability. So we want the state to hold us harmless. We haven't quite figured out how the language gets there. I think they've been confronted with this elsewhere, but that is sort of our concern.
It is their vehicle.
There may be some openings there. So the state doesn't insure themselves or self-insure. They'll just take you to court. They got an army of lawyers, and that's how they deal with it. We are insured for things, but we're not insured probably for a plane crashing on the airlines and they're on the airport somehow could be attributed to this. Now, at the end, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but they brought up the fact that I was working for ADAC and they wanted the city to take over the operation there. So they had to pay for the insurance if two 747s crashed landing at their opposite ends there, some silly thing. But it's kind of, we didn't want to, the city has no money, so why even bother us? But they agreed to pay for that thing. Well, I don't think we have to go to that extreme, nor will they probably pay for it because they don't have the money. But obviously they need to, if we can't get out of that, they have to buy us a multi-million dollar insurance policy. So it's basically what it comes to. Even though you're right, it's their equipment, we're authorized, and the state won't get out of the lawsuit. I mean, deep pocket is where people go. So,
exactly.
So we will come back, hopefully, at the next meeting with information on that and these other issues that we've listed out here. I think we mentioned also the workshop is this issue of bump in costs for freight and passenger is a good guess at this stage. There's still, I think there's some sort of maneuvering on their side to figure out what the actual cost is.
Yeah, very good. With that, and so we'll follow up next time with the, for anyone's information, Canair did cancel today. They didn't make it, so we'll try again tomorrow. But either here or there, we'll have a resolution for the council, and we'll get this letter fired up if it hasn't already been, and we'll get that rolling to DOT, and that's what they were looking for at this point, and so that they know we're moving forward. And just to add, assembly member did come this afternoon and wanted to put his two cents worth in and to support the 139. The borough has contributed money on the airport with the city with the sand storage building, and that was all part of the deal to push forward to help out the whole deal of getting this to happen. So, and that's what we are doing, so we'll keep everybody posted, and hopefully we can do this the cheapest way possible, and we'll keep moving forward with that. So, thanks, Lamar. With that, we're going to move on to new business. It's our FY17 results, and I don't know if you hit a few things already. We had you on the agenda for chat, but did you have anything to add? Maybe if Irina has anything else, we could.
If you have questions, I'll be more than happy to answer. But otherwise, as I mentioned, the audit was really well, and we had unmodified opinion and in terms of. We have no material weaknesses identified, no significant deficiencies. We don't have any non-compliance material to financial statement. No, so everything went pretty well.
Wow, yeah.
But if you have questions about the numbers, I'll be happy to answer.
With that, before questions, is the council comfortable in approving the audit? I know that we just, this evening, we don't have a full council. But first, we'll start off. Do we have questions for Irina? Emil, have you had a chance to see the audit yet?
it's just a quick thing right now.
Are you comfortable with approving, or would you like it put off to the next month's agenda?
It'd be nice if we put it off one more month. Maybe we continue just to look at it much better.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, Emil. Shannon, if you would add that to next month's agenda. Listen, we'll take care of that. So we'll, if any other questions, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, just with them, so. Let me know. I'll be able to answer.
Yeah, okay. Not hearing any other questions, we're going to move right along to implementation. Good Lord, I can't even talk today. Of the comprehensive plan review. And Lamar, I will turn that over to you.
Sure. comp plans, or plan, community plan, whatever you want to call it. It seems like there's two functions or two values. There's the exercise itself. Public gets involved. People sort of get a sense of where they've gone and where they want to go and what are some of their key, if you will, issues, goals, and objectives. But too often these plans are used for door stops or balancing the refrigerator. There's a stop there. They look good. It's nice pictures. It's always pictures of kids and people smiling, a couple shots of flowers. So, but usually at the end there's some ideas, and that is, okay, you set some issues, you told us what your goals are and some objectives, so how do we implement them? So in the back, they covered about everything somebody said, 99 different things we'd like you to see. So how do you approach it? We don't want to do them all at once. I'm not sure if you really want to do all of them at any time, but I picked out some that for your consideration and maybe some future steps. And so the first one is this thing about the harbor development. I gave, just trying to give Glenn a hard time. I sent him a picture of the Wrangell Marine, what the hell do they call it? Marine Fishery Center, or Harbor Center. So it's kind of a fancy name. The town's probably about twice as big as us, but they don't, frankly, fish as much as this place does. But they're basically trying to sell themselves. And it sounds a little corny, but to me, us getting money really starts with almost rebranding ourselves down there, if you will. The Sandpoint Marine Center or something like that. It's still our boat harbor, but, you know, it's two boat harbors. It's going to be two docks. If you're trying to catch money, you have to at least think about those things. But the second thing is this idea of we've got, in fact, I think one of the gentlemen here is asking who's down there in terms of shops, and kind of we had a conversation about how long people stay. But we do have vessels that work a lot more than they did 15 years ago, and that means they need more work done on them, and it means they either have it done here or they go elsewhere. So often what a community does, and I was looking at one, I think it was for Wrangell, who's basically taken work away from their good friends over in Petersburg by building up their marine repair center. And one of the first things they did, though, was a needs assessment. So they went around and asked about 15 questions of every boat owner. You know, what you need, what you have done, what would you like to see done here, how often, where do you go, what roughly do you pay for certain things. It's all confidential. And it gave the city an idea about, okay, look, if we do some of these things or we take a risk and maybe give a cheap lease or even build a building to see if we can drag somebody to come out and do that service here so they don't go to King Cove or Kodiak or Bet Worshet all the way up to Homer. So is there risk involved? Yeah, there is. I'm going to pitch there's more risk to do nothing. We have all these guys spending a lot of money elsewhere to do get their boats repaired, maintain, repair, and just overall work. So will it happen overnight? Will it magically come into place? No. It takes time. But a first step is, what is the issue? What is the need? And we ought to find that out. I don't think you have to go out and hire a firm. I think some of this can be done in-house in probably a simple computer program if you ask 10, 15 questions. Shannon, Richard, others helping us to go around to make sure we've got people to sign up on it. Having yourself, Richard, and some of the other fishermen proofread this thing to make sure it does make sense. Are we asking the right questions? And get it out there. So, and we can come back. The administrator can write an analysis of what he sees comes out of it, can write an analysis of what we see in the data. So at least it gives us some good baseline information about this fleet. Now the trick, though, is you also want to give it to other people. You want to give it maybe some people in King Cove, maybe some people might. maybe Perryville or whatever, the people that bring boats down here, see what they have interest coming here. There's always seems to be a Chignik or a...
We've got two, I do believe, now yeah. as we speak, getting some work done.
So it's we have to be thoughtful outside the Sandpoint one. It'll probably drive your relatives crazy in Kingville, but that's good. It helps them out. So anyway, that's one idea, and that's a starting step if we're going to build up our center there. Let's figure out what we want to do with it and what could be a demand by the private sector to be located there. I'm not sure what the role of your company would be, but certainly we want to make sure they're aware of what we're doing. I mean, I know they may be having vessels here at some time, and if they are contemplating bringing bigger vessels, I mean, my pitch to you as a council is we should start talking to them. Is there anything we can do on those boats? What's it going to take for us to be on the list, even the minimal level of repair, right, if they're going to be here? I know that's a lot of hypothetical, but that's, to me, that's the approach should be used. So that's one. You know, the numbers, I do know my numbers, but these are the numbers of from the document behind this. About the other one was this training program. I was doing some work in Valdez where they have it's UAF. They came out and we said, look, we've got people that want to do basic bookkeeping. They want to use better technology to be able to sell stuff online. They want to look at, frankly, they want somebody to look at their books to figure out whether they're making money or not. So they come back with a survey and say, what do you want? What are your main needs? When would you like those classes? What month? What week? What day? And what hour of the day? Most likely you could do it. It's going to cost money. We all know it's $1,000 to put somebody on a plane, so more likely it would be on the flat screen. But it seems to do well with communities. And if people want to have a private meeting, unless the person comes out, they're going to have to do it on a flat screen. So one idea is... the administrator, I can go over and talk to him, see what they could do to send out a survey and work with the city to see what, if there is, again, it's a needs assessment on the business community. Do you want somebody to come and help a little bit with the books? Do you want to learn new technology? Whatever, they have a sort of a menu of things they could provide depending on the number of people that might be interested. So that was, again, out of your comp plan, out of the implementation. Tourism, and I guess we go around with what is tourism, whether it's guys stealing fish from the commercial fishermen. I think instead of starting there, we ought to have somebody, I would suggest you consider having somebody come out and talk about how do you start. I can't remember if it was you or somebody else was talking about Tina and some others were going to basically for free take people around as guides and go hiking with people. Like, was it you or somebody?
No, that was Paul, I do believe.
Okay, was it Paul? Did you guys hear about this? No? Okay, so it wasn't you. All right, you guys are quiet. All right. So, but it's the idea that if there is some interest, and this was people that are not working it through the council, but want, you know, we try to see if there are people to meet, to talk, see if there's, this thing has legs or not. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But again, we have a boat in September from 7 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and then the same boat comes back in May. I can't remember how long they're going to be here. They come to places like Sandpoint because nobody else does. They come here because they want to see something they can't find anywhere else. I think we talked about this a little bit about can they go over to the Petrified Forest. I guess UNGA doesn't like people wandering around there.
But we presently we received probably upwards of $14,000 last year that went into the scholarship fund from three cruise vessels that actually went to Petrified Forest.
Oh, good.
So we are working with that a little bit. And
great.
That money goes right into the scholarship fund. So,
I mean, I don't. If somebody from UNGA could take some, you know, they could charge in a boat fee and have a UNGA guide, right? I mean, not just somebody, but somebody actually knew the history and make sure they don't steal anything. I mean, people are willing to pay on these sort of short, quick
excursions.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So that is something to talk about, and we talked a little bit about bird watching, whale watching, et cetera. Some of those that might fall into that.
Sure.
Category. Sports fishing doesn't fly so well. So
that's because you can't catch a whole plan.
Ask Raynell that. I can't get to the big one, but I can spend lots of them.
So with the training and the tourism, I will try to contact people with both and see if we can schedule in when we can. Mm-hmm. With this, I want to switch back before I go to the final two. Do you want me to try to work on some kind of a rough survey?
Yeah, if you don't, I think so. We're going to do this. We spent the money. We should move forward. So
okay,
yeah,
I'll try to.
And that's something we can easily get out.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, at the peak of the season, how many boats are operating at the peak of this, any season?
Oh, pretty much all of them. What's left in the harbor, two sometimes?
The bigger ones,
yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
We'll be talking to 100-plus fishermen. Is that right? Okay. Are there boats that fish now in Sandpoint, just to go back on this, that don't fish salmon but fish bottom fish and crab that come through here?
Not in Sandpoint, I don't think.
They come through.
Yeah, but not local.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. They're local. Okay. Housing is probably, again, I sort of stumbled on this through a couple different projects. Here's what they do. They have programs almost for every kind of housing you can think of. For people that give, home care. Their home care providers actually get a discount on housing. So it's set up by statute. It's just that it's not funded. But if we go through the menu of what we need for housing, we can go and get our legislative friends, could you put money here in the years ahead to help us out on some of these loans, right? But they do have, I mean, it's multi-million dollar corporation that does, you'd be surprised how many little, it's not like for left-handed people that have, you know, accent problems or something, but I mean, they have a lot of different programs that can help out, including people with handicap. And the approach on handicap now is not to isolate, it's to integrate them. So if you built a fourplex, you'd have to have one for somebody. If there was somebody that qualified, that needed some kind of or assistance for some reason, they would design the last one if you got the money from them, you know, to accommodate somebody who had had special needs.
We've done that in the last four buildings that
we have
built.
Great, good, way ahead of me. I don't know, outdoor recreation. I'm not quite sure what it was. Kind of cryptically written in the section after this memo here, but I think it was more trails and around the island. And again, I don't know if that loops back with tourism. Again, I don't know if that's something that the school district and the tribe would be more participants, but it might be something to consider as well. There are a lot more, again, from 99 different ones, some kind of lap over other ones, but I think it's worth to go through. You know, at the end, there are things like with healthcare and the opioid. I'm not leaving those out. I think it's being addressed, maybe not as formally as maybe, you know, some people think it should be, but obviously we have both public safety, we have our clinic and services provided there. But if you go through there, I think there may be some other things that it might draw people's interest.
Okay. Questions, comments? Now, hearing, I think it would be good if you maybe start, we can figure out something in that direction. Maybe we can see where things lie with the with the fishing fleet there.
Okay.
And I think we can probably look at something down the road with it. I know people fly out to St. Paul, like you said, for to see a tufted puffin. It's like...
You can come here and shoot one, right? Was that you, Glenn, that said that?
Anyway... Thanks, Lamar. With that, maybe we can all move forward on a couple of those and get things.
I will try to run down the training and the tourism at least to see what we can.
Yeah, very good.
Along with this.
Thanks again. Moving along to new business, number three is Eastern Aleutian Tribes Tobacco Prevention and Control Community-Based Grant. I guess APA or whomever was doing this is not going after the money, so Eastern Aleutian Tribes would like to go into an MOA with the city of Sandpoint, and I think they're doing with the QTT tribe and I think the other two tribes. And what they're looking for is to tackle some of that money if everybody had a chance to go through that and hopefully get people to quit smoking.
Just a quick background, the money was not going to anybody in our area. It was going to Bristol Bay.
Yes, yeah.
And the tobacco crowd had divided the state up into sort of yet another sub-region of the state, and they would give the money up there, and according to Jennifer, they'd have somebody show up here once or twice for half day, balloons, kid stuff, and they get back on the plane. Well, I'm not sure that's sold. That's kind of like what APIA did 30 years ago. They'd show up and want to be home by 5. So I think they're right to go chase this money, and we have to have it in by Friday of this week, if you'll note on the first page.
They had a tobacco person hired on their staff for a while, and then they cut the position.
Is that just cut it off? When was this?
2 years ago.
Oh.
George did it.
George and Melissa did it. Mm-hmm. And then when they cut the program out, then they put them in different positions up there.
Because George did it through the school.
Yeah, it was pretty effective.
Well, it might. Yeah, it may have been the case. This one, they said, has always been held over by Bristol Bay. So I don't know if they had another source before that went away. Maybe. So this one, they're going to chase this on. I think it's like a 3-year process.
Yeah, it looked like it. And it's a good thing. I mean, there's no other two ways about it. So to bring it to board so we can vote on this, you, and move forward with it. If there isn't any problems, and you have any more comments on that?
No.
Lamar?
No.
With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve the MOA between... You didn't see anything that's glaring at you that looked
no.
fine to me.
No.
Okay. You're committing to $20,000 for... No, just kidding. Anyway, I'd entertain a motion to move into an MOA with Eastern Region Tribes in the city. And... I'll speak at once.
I'll make a motion to approve this MOA with EAT.
Okay. Motion's been made by Alan. Do we have a second? Second by Marita. Must have been a long day. Anyway, with that, is there any further discussion on the issue? I'm not hearing any. You got something else there, Shirley?
On the last few times I went to the clinic, they never even asked me about smoking or quit smoking.
Oh, well, we'll bring that to their attention.
And I was
if they're
ready.
Yeah, oh, you were ready. Okay. Any further comments, discussion? Not hearing any roll call, please.
Emil? Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. That moves us on to public comments. And at this point, anybody in the audience have anything to comment on? Jordan?
I just want to thank the council for having us out here. It's been a great visit. They get extended a little bit longer, but we'll see. So thank you again.
Oh, no, it's going to be nice tomorrow because other folks are leaving too. In there. Anyway, appreciate that. Thanks. Any other comment? Okay, not hearing, I'll close that portion of the meeting and we are going to move on to council comments. And we're going to start on our left this evening. And Alan, did you have anything to add?
I think I'm okay.
Okay, very good. And Marika?
No comment.
Okay, very good. Shirley?
I want to welcome